It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flamm.
Wednesday night.
There we are. Greg Flamm, Matthew Page Picker, both done. Facebook and Twitter. It's time for the swap meets. If you got your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk next to you, ready to go, you can find out what it's worth. I saw earlier we had a joke in the carryout about the Tribune had a piece today about how our pension debt responsibility, if you broke it down citizen by citizen,
right, what was it?
11,000.
Yeah.
So now the swap meet is more relevant than ever.
Right.
Because you're going to need to pay up that $11,000 at some point to be a citizen. So why not do that through that unwrapped toy?
Right. You're a good comic book away from that.
Right. You're one good comic book. Or like me, you got the autograph of Michael Jordan, and you just can't do any better than that.
Right.
So why even play, guys? Best Brag tonight gets a pizza. 312-981-7200. So I would assume we are in the thick of it. Garage sale season has begun. Am I right?
It's a good time. Last week was good.
Yeah?
Brought one of the items that I found.
So is it blooming? Is it like flowers? Or I mean, are we just seeing...
Last week was really good. This week, looking ahead to the weekend, not as many sales this week. But, you know, there could be some pop-up, you know, sales that happen right away.
You get your 10-speed out and just kind of go block to block?
Yeah, you know me. My Pee-wee Herman bike.
Right. Don't say Schwinn bike, because whenever we say Schwinn bike, someone calls in, it will be then Schwinn a run night. On Schwinn, so right. It'll be Schwinn night. All right, what'd you find this week?
All right, so this week, I'll get to this in a minute, but I found this Mattel Vertibird, and it was basically one of the first like RC like toys to be made. And this is the helicopter. It was a helicopter most of the time. But what was cool is they made it in like five different versions. And the holy grail of this is the Battlestar Galactica version.
Whoa.
I have not even seen that like on eBay sold or anything. That's like the white whale. This one happens to be the common Air Police, but this is still untested. Like, I can't get it to work. I tried. But even in this condition in the box, it's got a lot of the accessories, about 100, 125. So,
when it doesn't work, just to have the box and everything. That's cool. It's very 70s.
It is. It's 1971, 73.
My favorite part about the box, if you're watching on the webcast, the favorite part about the box is the little fingers on the right side that are adjusting the joystick. They're like two little hands.
Well, what's funny is like this could be my picture right here for me from the 70s.
Nice,
that could be me right there.
Nice yellow turtleneck.
Yeah, yellow turtleneck. You know, my hair was straight back then. So
the yellow turtleneck.
Yeah.
Always works.
And here's something. This is funny. I was going through my storage locker, and I picked this like 2 years ago before the movie. It's Black Panther.
Black Panther.
1978, issue number 9. And I got it for probably 50 cents a couple years ago. And I'm not a comic book guy. And Justin, you know this.
Yeah, I know that.
And so I was going through my locker. I came across this. I priced it. They're going for $235 because the movie came out and exploded, you know.
There you go.
So this one, obviously, I'd have to get it graded, but I'm thinking in this condition, maybe 50 to 75.
You're well on your way.
But for 50 cents, not bad.
You're well on your way to
paying
your obligation to the state.
Yep. And then we have this black mystery box, which is old, not real old, but WGN swag. So if you want to get into that, we can do that.
Oh, so okay. So
and
this
I'm giving
is,
this to okay. Pete and yourself.
Okay, so this is WGN swag.
It's a black mystery box.
A black nondescript box.
Yep.
A small box. What would you say? That's
It's about the size of a watch box.
Yeah.
You know?
It looks like, and so we don't know what's in it.
Nope.
So Pete,
they don't.
We have to figure it out tonight what's in there without seeing it. And maybe we can play like a game of 20 questions with.
It weighs more than a watch. Put it that way.
Weighs more than a watch.
Yeah.
I'll go first. Is it a ceramic doll of the duck? That used to be the Wally Phillips.
Ray Rainer, or no?
You know, and it would do the, you know what I'm saying? Like the commercial used to be the cartoon, and it would go on its side, and you'd hear Wally Phillips' name. No?
Nope.
You know what? This game.
I know.
It's rigged.
Let's just open it up and go for it.
No, it's too early.
It's too early.
Early. Keep it there.
All
We're going to figure out what it is. 312-981-7200. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff, and then we'll start it off. Jeff, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
I got a signed picture of Coach Ditka in his Bears uniform, walking past the cameraman, giving a finger.
Yeah, this is classic. This is a classic.
It is.
And I have the same one. Mine is framed in plaque form.
Yep. It's a photo mounted on a wood plaque.
Someone mounted it on a wood plaque.
Yeah, and they made it
in
lots
of
different forms. I've had the poster. Justin has the plaque. It's very common. It's and it's still sought after today. You'll have no problem getting rid of that. I mean, if it was just an 8x10 photo, probably not. But if, you know, like I had a larger poster, probably like 24x16 or something.
And those go for money,
yeah, they
right?
do. They're like $80 for the
poster. $80, Jeff. You can get 80. That's signed, too.
But if it's just an 8x10, maybe $30.
Did you sign it? Did he sign it for you?
He signed it.
Did he laugh when he's, or is he so used to it? He's like, this picture, darn it, back, check, duck, duck, duck.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. And I saw him at the Binnie's out here in Lake Zurich.
Okay.
When he was promoting his wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I not only got that signed, but I got a...
you got a bottle of wine signed?
Signed wine bottle, too.
Nice. He's like, I'll sign a picture, but I got to sign a wine, too.
You got
to
buy
a bottle of wine.
Right. So did he put your name on the photo?
No.
Okay.
No,
if it's just his name, that's good.
He's a pro.
There you go.
He gave you a gift there.
Yeah, that it was.
All right. Well, that's good. So you might get about... Put it up on eBay. You might get $8,500 out of that.
If it's more than an 8x10. Yeah. I don't know how big it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, keep it and mount it and put it in your front door so everyone knows where you're from.
Right. There you go.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. That is a classic. 312-981-7200. We got some texts coming in. We got Laura on the line. We'll get to them right after the break. It's Swap Meet with Greg Flam. Stay with us. Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Got some people on the line. We're ready to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, all the good stuff that you've got. Let's start with Laura. Laura, what do you want to brag about, Laura?
Hi, I have an ivory bangle bracelet. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit of carving on it. I think it's from the 1920s.
Wow.
Wow.
Talk about a needle in a haystack. What is he supposed to do with that, though? You know, like, that's going to be a hard one. I don't mean to be curt, but that's, I don't know. What do you even look up? Do you look up ivory bracelets?
Just looking up what she said, basically. There's obviously a big variety from $15 to $1,000. So if somehow you could have someone send or text a picture next week, maybe, we can get into that.
There you go.
But, yeah.
It's an ankle bracelet?
No.
A bangle.
A bangle bracelet.
Oh, bangle.
Wear on your wrist.
Right. Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds lovely.
Yeah, it does. It's just...
So you can't find anything.
I can't find...
It's hard. It's not specific
enough.
Yeah,
it's not specific.
Sorry. Thanks, Laura.
Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I want to help her out. I was hoping...
I know.
Oh, yeah, we found the one you're talking about.
Right. There's just so many.
Let's go to Don. Don, what do you want to brag about, Don?
Yes. I've got a original photograph from my family member of the Cardinals football team, and it says Champions of Illinois 1902.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we'll work with that.
1902 Chicago Cardinals. Now, a younger generation's going, what? Cardinals Chicago? That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had the original franchise for Chicago with the NFL later.
That's right.
Right.
There you go. I was just setting you up for a history lesson there, Don.
Right. 1902. Wow, I can't find 1902.
That's great, though. I would assume that's a huge deal, the 1902 Chicago Cardinals autograph. That's awesome. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it should be, but I can't find anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
But good item.
That's good. I like that one.
That
it's
is
in the lead for the best brag, Don. You might get a pizza out of this.
Hey, that's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Long way to go, though. Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
Good night.
All right, good night. Let's keep going. Let's go to Scott. Scott, what do you want to brag about? Scott, what do you got?
Hey, here's what I got. I came across an old picture. My dad took me a long time ago to the auto show in the 70s. I think it's Walter Payton's rookie year. He is standing in front of an old 76, 77 Buick Regal, the front of it, at Soldier Field, in a nice three-piece suit with the vest and all that.
Nice.
And on the back is all the Buick dealers from the 70s there.
Wow.
So it's an official thing. And on the front, it's signed Walter Payton. I hope I beat O.J. Simpson.
No!
Wow.
Yay! Yes! Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Oddly, there's quite a few of them, and he's in front of different cars. I see offhand just like four different cars that he's standing in front of, and they're ranging from $10 to $250.
But what about would you throw the OJ? Would that kitsch factor?
Yeah.
Would that
I think it would. I think that would matter.
Really?
And I think that would bump it up a few, maybe another $40 or $50 because of that.
Scott,
nice.
But you're in the lead, man. You're in the lead for the pizza too. You just took over from the 1902 car.
But there are some sign that you know that are just $25. So hopefully your OJ factor would bump it up quite a bit.
Wow. Better than a stick in the eye. I'll there's take the 25 and the pizza.
Nice. I just saw a meme. A friend of mine put up a piece on a picture on Instagram, and it was a black and white photo of Ahmad Rashad's wedding.
Okay.
To Felicia Rashad, and his groomsmen were on the right side was O.J. Simpson, on the left side was Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
That's, I think the captain was like, you might want to pick your wedding party.
Nice.
Isaiah's mirror.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks,
wow.
Scott.
Well, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
All right, there you go. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Stacy's. Stacy, what do you want to brag about, Stacy?
Oh, I have one of the original Barbie dolls from the 60s,
nice.
The blonde bubble cut, gorgeous clothes, still probably gorgeous, and the original Ken.
Okay.
And beautiful clothes.
And
I'm looking to see how much this could be worth because, you know, it's from the early 60s.
Right. Well, you're in the ballpark because I guess the Holy Grail was the 1962 Barbie.
Right.
And those have gone for thousands, like $4,000 or $5,000 to $6,000. So you need to find out what year it is for sure. I mean, not tonight, but, you know, in your research. And you don't have the box, though, right? You've got the accessories, but no box, right?
Oh, no, I have the original box.
Okay, great.
Wow.
That she came in, and I have a whole bunch of accessories.
Great.
And then my husband's not here, but I know he was a big Star Trek fan.
Okay.
And he has a whole bunch of Star Trek stuff. And what about, like, Don Ho? I have a picture with him from 1978 signed.
Yeah, I had Don Ho stuff, and I can't do anything with it.
Did you go visit like Hawaii, and he was performing, or how'd you get the autograph?
Right. He was performing, and a bunch of us. They pulled us backstage, and he just, we sat on his lap, and
nice.
He just, you like know, Santa Claus. He took a picture.
Hawaiian Santa Claus.
Hawaiian Santa Claus.
Nice.
That's great.
You got some great stuff, the early Barbie stuff, and then the earlier with Star Trek, the better. Obviously, as we got into like the 80s, they just made so much of it that not much is worth anything.
What about like albums or VHS? Because we have the small 45s, a whole bunch from, you know, oh, gosh.
Of various artists, or were you talking Star Trek, or what are you talking with the 45s?
Records.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, in general, jazz does really well, and rock and pop does well. If you have easy listening or classical, you really have a niche customer that you're looking for at that. But if you have a little bit of everything, yeah, have it checked out.
There you go. Thanks, Stacey.
what about the... I think we have 78s from my parents.
You got to research each one. Some are going to be worth nothing, and you might have a needle in the haystack with the 78s, especially jazz.
All right. Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Should I hold on? Or?
Yeah, you can hold on.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll just pass that off to Pete. You can take care of it at that point. That's some interesting stuff. And Don Ho, I think he died, right? He died.
I'm not sure.
Friends of mine went and they did their honeymoon in Hawaii. This was probably about 10 years ago. And they saw Don Ho perform. And their description of it, because at that point he was probably in his 80s or 90s, was phone in city.
Oh, yeah.
He had a routine down. When he needed to sing his Tiny Bubbles or whatever it was. And the rest, he just kind of just sat at a desk.
Yeah.
I would much rather see Don Ho in that form, like the checked out 90-year-old Don Ho show. That would be worth it. You got stuff from that era. It's probably worth something.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm a child of the 60s, 70s. I only remember Tiny Bubbles. I could not name you another song.
Yeah. I mean, Don Ho. That's exactly it. All It's 262 said the last woman, she sounded like she was planning a garage sale.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, we've got Al on the line, Peter, Bob, people on the text, 312-981-7200. Let's get into it. Second half of the Swap Meet coming up here right after the news. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Second half.
That's right, the second half of the Swap Meet at Two Page Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, our segment we do every Wednesday night where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. 312-981-7200. Also giving away a pizza to the best brag tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Walter Payton saying, I hope I beat OJ pitcher at the car show.
That is pretty cool.
Standing in front of the new Ford Escort or whatever he's standing
Buick,
in front.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Al. Al, what do you want to brag about?
Hi, I have a from a Reading Basil series from about the 1950s. It was the typical Dick and Jane
series. Yeah, right.
Those characters. And I have in the original packing box about 12 3 feet by 2 feet cardstock. They're kind of like teaching charts.
Sure.
So they have a big graphic of Dick and Jane and all the characters. There's about 12 of them. And they may have like a few sight words on them or like a simple sentence.
Sure.
And they've never been touched.
Wow.
Ever. So I have them stored away. And I'm just wondering, you know, is something like that, you know, you know. Do people look for things like that? I kept thinking that perhaps maybe I would get them framed or a few of them framed because I just think
they're
they'd
be cool.
Yeah,
they're obviously cool. Everyone knows those images and they're iconic. I don't even, they still use those things? Like,
no.
Dick and Jane books, are they?
No. They don't even use Basil readers anymore.
Yeah, there are some online I found.
How about Highlights Magazine? Is that still a thing? No?
Oh, they're still around.
Okay, good.
They're just
digital.
Not going for that much, though. They're like $10 a piece, you know, is what you probably can expect, or maybe even two for $10 is what I'm finding. The cutouts are a little bit more than that, but I'm surprised they're as low as they are. So, but they are kind of common, though.
I do like them, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good
one.
I like this one.
Yeah. See, I've never seen them in schools anywhere, and I happen to find them in a closet, like, I thought it was actually the bottom of a shelf.
Yeah, someone will want them, so definitely hold on to them or, you know, try to find a good someone who will pay for them.
So, okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Al. All right, bye-bye. Peter's got one. Peter, what do you want to brag about, Peter?
Well, I've got three things and a short story. I've got a blank check with two Bobby Hull signatures on it. The first one, my wife jumped in his arms at Ditka's first restaurant when he was coaching the Bears.
All right.
And then the second one I got down in Florida, my future son-in-law went to a card show and got another one, and he about flipped out when he saw the first one.
Wow.
I'm just kind of confused. What do you mean? You have blank checks with Bobby Hull's signature? What is that? What do you mean?
My wife saw Bobby walk into Ditka's.
Okay.
Jumped up, ran up to him and Gary Matthews, and literally jumped in his arms.
Okay.
When I went up there to retrieve her, she ran back to the table, grabbed her checkbook, ripped the check out, and got a signature on the check.
Well, is it in the spot where you're supposed to get the to sign the check?
No. It's right across diagonally, both of them.
Okay, at least we clarified that because I was hoping it was Bobby Hull's check. That would have made a huge difference.
He's just thanks for jumping into my arms. Here's a blank check.
Right.
Yep.
Have some fun today on Michigan Avenue, guys.
I've got two worker hats, one black velvet and one red velvet from the Columbia Space Shuttle.
Wow.
Those are pretty important
yeah.
to me. And then the third thing I've got is an autographed picture of Dale Earnhardt's silver number 3 car with him in street clothes standing
okay.
next to it
wow.
on a track. And the story I have is we were at the old stadium at the back door waiting for Michael Jordan, me and my daughter. We were the first car in the parking lot, so she got everybody's autograph as everybody came in, Johnny Red Kerr, everybody on her coat.
Okay.
When Michael finally showed up, we started walking towards his red Testarossa. He gets out of the car. I told my daughter, wait till he gets his bag out of the truck. Well, there's no trunk on a Testarossa. He grabs the bag, starts walking. I said, Michael. He turned around, looked at my daughter, and he goes, your name's Kelly, isn't it?
What?
So the story is that he knew my daughter before he ever met her because of the other players. My other daughter's boyfriend was a friend of Stacey King's, and all the other players knew about my daughter. He walked us to our seat, gave her a pass to shoot a free throw at halftime.
Wow.
Stuck his tongue out, gave her a thumbs up through the whole game.
Oh, man.
We were in the seventh row right behind the Bulls bench.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's a great story.
It's a total Chicago story. Wow. Peter, you're in the lead. So, I might have to give you a pizza now just for that.
Well, those are true stories, and I can prove it because she's got all the signatures, and she's got quite a collection, too.
That's great stuff.
Appreciate it, Peter. Thank you.
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, let's just get Peter's number and see if he wants to party. I think that's the,
right.
Seems to know where to be. I love that's a great Chicago story.
Right.
I think he named every athlete of record in the 80s in that conversation.
In Chicago, right? Yeah.
I mean, we walked up and he's hanging out with
Bobby
Gary
Hall,
Matthews,
Stacey King.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, top that. Bob, what do you want to brag about?
Okay, I was at a fundraiser, and I bought a picture. That was autographed. It's one picture. It's Michael Jordan, Andre Dawson, and Walter Payton, all in tuxedo.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah, that's a classic poster. Yeah. You say it's like an 8x10 picture of what you have, though? Or do you have a poster of it?
It's the poster version. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that one we get a couple times on the show. There used to be the poster version was in a storefront on Madison near my house, and I'd walk by, and it was just like on display, and I was always like, well, that's a cool thing to have on display.
Yep, and the fact that you got all three signed, that's pretty cool.
That's a try. How long did that take you to get?
I bought it that way.
Oh, you bought it that way. Right. Got it. I'm sorry. That's right.
It was at a fundraiser. It was for like Mercy Home for Boys.
I would give you the pizza if you said 14 years and I had to track down everybody. Then I'd be like, oh, my God, buying it as a fundraiser, you lose a little points.
Even if you said I won the pizza, I wouldn't take it because I'm the guy that has Ross Binkowski's cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, I was telling Greg, I saw a picture of somebody who was at Ross Binkowski's estate sale last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he had an estate sale.
Yeah, it was listed online.
Those were given to me personally. I will never part with those. But yeah, it was a fundraiser for Mercy Home for Boys.
Okay, just to give you an idea, the poster itself, not signed, is about $50 to $100. That poster, and then you had the signatures on there, and that I would have it authenticated. You know, get it graded. Because you could be in the more than 1,000-1,500 range for something like that
cool.
with those three signatures. Yeah. To have all
there
three signatures on that. I mean, if you only had one signature, then you're looking at whatever, 150, 180. But to have all three, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Way to go, Bob.
Awesome, Dawson.
You know how to play this game. Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Did you see the story today I saw in CBS Sports, which was it's like all news now. It's from somewhere else. I think it was the USA Today. That Andre Dawson has been running a funeral home.
Haven't heard that.
I don't know if it's in Chicago where it's at, but he's been running a funeral home for more than a decade.
Wow.
I mean, he's obviously an ambassador for the Cubs organization. We've seen him. He's been on WGN. But I had no idea. This article in USA Today came out about this, and you're like, well, I didn't know that. Maybe it has been referenced in different points, but I just didn't know. Wow. Greg Flamm is here. It's the swap meet, 312-981-7200. We got Peter. We've got Rich. I got some great texts to get to. You still can get in and steal the pizza if you got a good story. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. Stay with us. All right, Greg Flamm is here. It's a swap meet, 312-981-7200. We're playing for pizza tonight. Also, you can find out what something valuable to you is worth. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you want to brag about, Rich?
I got a concert shirt for the Who from 1982.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's never been worn, never been laundered, and nothing signed or anything like that.
Did you buy it and then say, I'm just going to keep this, or where'd you get it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Really? No way. That's discipline. I'd have that. I'd be already, man, they'd be all pitted out, like if it were me. No good.
I just had a lot of other things to wear. I just respected it and just kept it.
You had your cutoff. I also,
from 82 or 83, I also have a Marshall Tucker concert shirt.
Okay. The Who one, is it white with red, what they call black. A ringer? This is a black one. Okay. Yeah, let me give me a moment. But I did find on the same subject, I did find a 1980 Who tour program this past week as well. It's only worth about $25, but I'm looking for your shirt right now.
All right. I like that, though.
But yeah, I think you're in the 100 to 150 range is what I'm thinking, but I will verify
1982.
Yeah.
Are you hanging out? You ever seen the film Heavy Metal Parking Lot? You ever seen that one, Rich? You should go see that movie. It's about a bunch
of guys. I'm going to go see it, but I have a quick story for you if you want. You know, sorry. My old man had a cup of coffee with the White Sox, and for the 50th All-Star anniversary, it was 83 or 84 at Comiskey Park. Yeah, the Sox were playing the Yankees, and I have pictures with Yogi Berra and Luke Appling on the field, and we were up in the suite, and I was 16 years old. My brother was 22. He was mixing me gin and tonics, and Don Drysdale was there. I don't know what he was doing there or why, but it was like shortly after he had, if you remember, he got mugged in California.
Wow.
And lost one of his rings.
Okay, I briefly remember that part, yeah.
Do you remember something like that?
The ring part, I remember,
Yeah, but it was like right after that had happened, and it was just like, you know, like nothing had ever happened. And I was 16, and then I was there.
Well, wasn't that he was friends with Hawk Harrelson, and he was around during the 80s, so that might have been why he was hanging out there.
There was a connection there.
Yeah.
But there was a cast of characters there, but I slowly forgot where I was at due to my brother. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks. All right, cool. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it,
okay, man.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks.
That's good stuff. I like that. Danny, what do you want to brag about, Danny? We're getting into rapid fire. What do you need?
Okay, so real quick, I just want to tell you a Brian Urlacher story. I have a game-worn Urlacher jersey signature, game-worn in the playoffs.
Wow.
But that's not – I just want to tell you the story. So I run a restaurant in Northbrook, and it's a hibachi restaurant. And this guy – it was 5 minutes to nine. We're closing, and this guy pulls up. And my host says, Danny, there's someone that's coming in. And I said, well, we're closed. And he goes, well, can you tell him? Because he's kind of big. And I said, all right. So I go up in front. And it's Brian, and I didn't recognize him because you never see the football players without their helmet.
He doesn't look like, he doesn't look like that. No, he doesn't. Yeah.
So he walks up to me and goes, hey, look, is there any way I can get some food? And I said, well, we're closed. And he goes, is there any way? And he was kind of startled when I said no. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you wait, you know, what do you need? He goes, well, if you can give me, you know, a couple ribeyes. And I said, okay, sure, no problem. What temperature?
To go. Oh,
medium. To go, right? So I said, okay. So he's waiting, and I'm looking at him, and I'm going, this guy is somebody. I don't know who this guy is.
Wow.
He's on his cell phone, and he's sitting down, and he's in flip-flops.
Right.
He's in shorts and a day going. I'm like, this guy has no.
Yeah.
And, you know, he tipped the bill, which is outstanding. I was like, and I'm like, are you sure you want to leave that
knows,
much money?
Right.
He goes,
yeah, absolutely.
He's a class act. So all of a sudden, he's leaving, and he goes, hey, by the way, are you a Bears fan? As soon as he said that, I go, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Brian, I
recognize you. He's like, don't worry about it. And sure enough, literally a week and a half later,
He sends me a game-worn jersey. I mean, what a class act.
That is good. That's a good
little
story.
Little did he, I was going to say, when was this? Was he playing for the Bears at the time?
Yeah, he was playing for the Bears at the time, and, you know, he was in unbelievable shape, and I just didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
He followed, I mean, but when you see a guy that big, when someone comes in my restaurant,
I
look at him, I go, this guy's pretty big. Like,
yeah.
Who is this guy?
He wishes now he wants those jerseys back because he thought there would be a string of playoff games, and it didn't.
And obviously it's too soon, and he signed a lot, so they're like 75 to 150 as far as what your value of your jersey
still,
is.
Awesome
but that's
story.
A great story, yeah, and it's awesome you got to experience
it. Yeah, I'll never sell it.
Yeah,
he's a class act. So
that's awesome.
Staying in my office.
Thanks, Danny.
Cool.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For calling.
All right, that's going to do it for the swap meet. Sorry I didn't get to Al or to Alan. We still have our mystery. Let me get one more shot. One more shot
right.
on it. It is a bobblehead of Steve Cochran.
No. It is like a steel heavy pen set, like baseball.
Oh, wow.
With a pen and it fits in.
Yeah, like so. At the bank.
Yeah, but like, you know, heavy duty. Like,
no, that's cool.
Yeah, baseball bat pen.
A baseball bat.
So now
pen.
You have that for your
new
desk
at
303 Wacker.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yay. All
it
right.
doesn't say Cubs. It just says WGN 720.
All right. We got a Lou Malnati's gift card to give away tonight.
Yep.
Of course, visit any of the 40-plus locations of Lou Malnati's around the city. Great pizza in the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. The winner tonight, I got to give it to Peter. Peter, of course, telling stories about how his wife jumped into the arms of Bobby Hull. He signed a couple of checks. also, the story of Michael Jordan and the car that he had.
What was, yep,
what was
in the Bulls.
In the Bulls. Peter gets the just for that. There was some good stuff tonight. And I appreciate everybody calling in. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
So you can get there and find out any information, talk to him, do the whole bit, and he will be back next week, next Wednesday. Greg Flamm, great to see you, buddy.
Great, thanks.